You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 307, another countdown to kickoff mini-episode, day number 28, which is all about Nico Fertitta. Nico is a sophomore from Las Vegas, Nevada, where he attended Bishop Gorman High School. He's 5'8.5", 185-pound safety. And we'll get into his season last year and then how he's going to fit into Notre Dame this upcoming season with all the talent, or at least all the bodies at safety, and how he can see the field, how he can impact the Notre Dame team. But first, we're going to talk about his recruitment. So go ahead, Randall, get us started with that.
In his recruitment, he was a three-star cornerback and or safety. Sorry, I don't know why I keep saying cornerback, but he's a three-star safety, and obviously a smaller guy. And when he first started playing high school, a lot of people were just saying, "Oh, you know, he's where he is because of who his parents are." His dad obviously owns the UFC, or did, and but he went out there and he wanted to prove that he belongs out on the football field, and he played on a very good team, Bishop Gorman. I'm not sure what they did last year, but in Nico's senior year, they won their sixth straight state championship, and they're a nationally ranked team. And so they did play some good teams, did some traveling. But in his senior year, he had 71 tackles, 4 interceptions, and they went 15-0 for their sixth title. And against 9 opponents, they gave up a combined 54 points. So a very good defense. They had to play against the St. Brown brothers, and they only gave up 54 points. So obviously, you know, he wasn't just out there because they needed more players. They had a good defense, and he was part of that. The title game, he had 3 tackles and 2 pass breakups, which doesn't sound that good, but he's playing with a hand injury. And so very impressive numbers for a guy with a hand injury, which we've been seeing Notre Dame players play with one arm or shoulder injury the last couple of years because they needed more bodies out there. But he is known for his big hits. He loves taking out the big tight ends or receivers. If you look at his highlights from high school, he was delivering some knockout blows. And if you get some speed and he hits you, you don't have a lot of chance. It's going to hurt. Not completely lost my train of thought. But
well, are you ready to move on?
Go ahead.
Okay. I mean, it was a special. Notre Dame got Nico Fertitta, who then helped flip Alize Jones, the tight end who is now longer on the team.
So you think that is why they...
They didn't recruit him to play safety. And he's got a lot of heart. He's very competitive, but he's not going to play safety. But he will contribute on special teams, and they need him to. Last year, Matthias Farley helped out tremendously on special teams, made a huge impact, and I expect Nico Fertitta to help fill that role with leadership on special teams, but also just an attitude of, we're going to take out this ball carrier and make him afraid to run the ball.
Yeah, it definitely seems like Notre Dame is switching to different type of safety. Todd Light's been recruiting these big 6'2", 6'3", guys. But the one phrase, what Fertitta said when he was asked about, you know, playing against guys that are 6'3", his comment was that, "Everybody talks about me being too short. Well, if you have a 6'3" receiver when I'm 5'9 or 5'10, you better have a damn good quarterback that can throw 5 inches above me every single time." That's how I think. So,
Ralph, but even this spring, Devin Studstill beat him out. I mean, he was behind Devin Studstill.
Yeah. Last year, he, you know, because of number issues, I think he made it up to second string. And he did play a little bit. But with all the defensive backs coming in this year, it definitely makes it hard for him to get playing time.
And for what I said is that he's not going to play safety. He can be a valuable part of this team.
Yeah.
Very valuable. We need someone on special teams that can take ownership of it and can hone in the craft as a specialist.
we've had this discussion quite a bit about him, and I usually end up sticking up for him because
it's not that I'm knocking. I just don't.
Oh, I know, I know. My thing is, I think people look at his size and then write him off. So my point is, the size doesn't matter. You look at how big is Sean Crawford. He's the same size as Sean Crawford.
I look at his speed.
Who he's expected to be. I agree. What I'm saying is people look at his size and have him written off at that point.
Yeah.
But you can't look at the size. It's a lot more than that. I mean, I've mentioned this before, but the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, he's same. Fertitta is actually a little bit bigger than him. And the Honey Badger just signed a new contract with the Cardinals for 5 years and $62 million.
Not bad.
So when I stick up for him, I'm pointing out that the size is not the issue. It's going to take a lot more effort and work for him to get out on the field because of his size, obviously. But that doesn't mean you can't be a good football player.
I agree. But it does hurt you when you don't have the range of defending
of
ability.
A 6'2 guy. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I agree. I'm not against that. But I guess the one positive thing that comes along with having him at Notre Dame, I'm sure they'll have plenty of money coming in from his family in the future. His dad just sold the USC, was it for $4 billion, I believe. So, and if you're into the UFC at all, Dana White and Lorenzo Fertitta, Nico's dad, were at least one of the football games last year. They tweeted out a picture of them in the stands. So you might get a chance to meet some of those guys if you go to the games. So, anyways, his Instagram is at nfertitta4.
And again, I just want to say I am excited to see what he does, what happens on special teams with him, because pretty much this is just my expectations at this point, but I do expect it.
Yeah.
If you want to follow Nico on Twitter, it's NFSO Crucial. So Nico Fertitta, so crucial. All right, guys, thank you for listening. Check back again for our Monday podcast, and we'll be talking about Notre Dame's or Brian Kelly's press conference and kind of previewing fall camp. So thank you for listening, and go Irish.
Go Irish.